Linux is a powerful and versatile operating system, widely used by developers, system administrators, and enthusiasts. When working with Linux, understanding how to manipulate files is a fundamental skill. In this guide, we will focus on command line utilities. Will these commands work in my distro? These commands should work in most distros. If not, there is sure to be a guide available that caters directly to your distribution. Be careful. Some of these commands, if incorrectly used, could have unforeseen consequences, including destroying your operating system or irrecoverably deleting files. It is best to practice on a non-vital system first. The easiest way is to set up a distro in a VM. How to rename a file in Linux? To rename a file in Linux, you can use the mv command, short for move. The syntax is as follows: mv old underscore filename new underscore filename. For example, to rename a file called oldfile.txt to newfile.txt, you would use mv oldfile.txt newfile. txt how to delete a file in Linux. To delete a file in Linux, you can use the erm command, short for remove. Be cautious when using this command, as deleted files are not typically recoverable. The basic syntax is erm filename. For example, to delete a file called unwanted.txt, you would use erm unwanted.txt how to find a file in Linux. To find a file in Linux, you can use the find command. The basic syntax for searching a file by name is find path to search name file name. For instance, to find a file named important.doc, starting from the root directory, you would run find name important.doc how to copy a file in Linux. Copying files in Linux can be accomplished using the cp command, short for copy. The syntax is as follows: cp source underscore file destination underscore directory. For example, to copy a file named document.txt to a directory called backup, you would use cp document.txt backup, how to create a file in Linux. You can create an empty file in Linux using the touch command. To create a file named newfile.txt, simply run touch newfile.txt how to edit file permissions in Linux. File permissions in Linux dictate who can read, write, or execute a file. You can change file permissions using the chmod command. For example, to give the owner of a file full read, write, and execute permissions, you can use chmod 700 filename how to zip and unzip files in Linux. To zip files in Linux, use the zip command. Zip compressed underscore file dot zip file 1 file 2. To unzip a compressed file, use the unzip command. Unzip compressed underscore file. Zip how to compress files in Linux. You can compress files in Linux using various compression tools, such as gzip, bzip2, or tar. For example, to gzip a file named data.txt, use gzip data.txt how to move a file in Linux. To move a file in Linux, use the mv command, as shown in the renaming section. You can also move files to a different directory by specifying the destination directory. mv file underscore to underscore move path to destination. How to make a file executable in Linux. To make a file executable in Linux, you can use the chmod command. For instance, to make a script named myscript.sh executable, you would use chmod plus x myscript shhow to change the owner of a file in Linux. To change the owner of a file in Linux, use the chown command. The basic syntax is chown new underscore owner group file name. For example, to change the owner of a file named data.txt to the user mo, you would run chown mo data.txt how to find files recursively in Linux. The find Command can be used to search for files recursively within a directory and its subdirectories. For example, to find all files with the .log extension under the var log directory, find var log name *.log. How to search for files on Linux. The grep command allows you to search for specific content within files. For instance, to search for the word VPN in all text files within a directory, grep r VPN path to directory. How to check file size in Linux. To check the size of a file in Linux, you can use the ls command with the lh option, which displays file sizes in a human-readable format. LSLH file name. How to split files in Linux. You can split a large file into smaller pieces in Linux using the split command. For example, to split a file named largefile.txt into smaller files with 1 megabyte each, split b1m largefile.txt. How to count lines in a file on Linux. To count the number of lines in a file in Linux, you can use the wc command with the l option. WCL file name. Now practice. Learning how to manipulate files in the command line isn't as important as it used to be thanks to great graphical options. But it is by far the most efficient and powerful way to interact with Linux files and will serve you well to learn these commands if you plan on using Linux as your daily driver.